strong to her. And I don't know what that cost, I'd be ashamed to wear it. That's why I wear good and shoes and roll my butt, and I get a limousine stuck out there a mile long.
Last month, we talked about the importance of trying to establish a balance of body, mind, and spirit. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about maintaining or attaining that body balance. There is an old line with exercise. It sounds cliche, but it still works. A body in motion tends to stay in motion, and a body at rest tends to stay at rest. It's important to exercise. First thing, monitor and assess your current fitness level and work from there. Cardio exercise can be as simple as walking and as difficult as you need it to be. Regardless, at least 3 times a week, at least 20 minutes a day, make a commitment to raise your fitness level. Also, consider trying some yoga. That could be watching an online video, taking a class. Your body becomes more pliable and flexible, allowing you to maintain better physical balance. Finally, strength, some resistance work. It could be anything from small weights to just some body work, a push-up, a pull-up, whatever you're able to do. Regardless, make it simple, but gaining strength in your body is always important. In terms of nutrition, most of us tend to make some poor food and beverage choices. Moderation, again, another cliche, moderation is a good way to approach your intake of food. Yes, you'll have some bad foods, but counter it with some good foods. Make sure you're drinking water. Try to drink at least 64 ounces of water a day. Water is a great essence of purity for your body. Also, try to get fruits and vegetables in your daily diet. Look, depending on your lifestyle, you're going to eat some things that are bad. Don't cut them out cold turkey, because if you do, you'll revert back. So again, get some balance both in your food intake and your exercise, and you'll be on your way to gaining some balance in the body area of your life.